Residents of the northwest Alaska villages of Shungnak and Kobuk are concerned about wolves near town. Shungnak Mayor Levi Cleveland says wolves have been spotted in recent weeks along the five-mile trail to Kobuk, as close as a mile and a half to the villages. Cleveland suspects the animals are looking for food.
There's no caribou, not that much around, and the moose population is not that that great around here, and they're hungry, I think.
Cleveland says as many as 10 to 15 animals have been spotted, as well as lots of tracks. He says it's uncommon for wolves to come so close to town. The animals have not shown any aggressive behavior, but Cleveland says area residents are being advised to be careful.
We just cautioned the young people that travel between here and Kobuk not to travel alone.
Cleveland says he's been walking his granddaughter right up to the school door. He says there are few local trappers, and at 40 below zero temperatures for the past week have kept local hunters from going after the wolves. State Fish and Game biologist Jim Dow in Kotzebue says he's spoken to several area residents about the situation and confirms the wolves have not caused any trouble.
Nobody's lost any sled dogs or dogs. There's not been any wolves in trash or dumpsters, but they're certainly seeing them very close to the villages.
Dow, who's worked in the area for more than two decades, says people have been seeing more wolves around area villages in recent years. He suspects the rise in wolf numbers is the result of fewer area residents going out hunting for the animals.
Gas in the villages has been between $8 and $10 a gallon for the last couple of years. Even in Kotzebue, it's over $7 a gallon. You know, I used to not be able to fly far enough in a cub during one day that I would not be out of sight of snow go tracks. Now when I go out, I get 20, 30 miles from a village, and I see very, very few snow go tracks. Gas prices are just keeping people in town. And so I think as a result, you know, the annual crop of wolf pups every year just aren't being taken.
Dow says wolf numbers also naturally fluctuate due to disease prevalence and the availability of prey. He says the hare numbers have been high and confirms there are few caribou in the area.